The views and opinions expressed by hosts, invited speakers, and callers do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network.
This is the key.
Welcome, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. I want to thank you all for listening today. Today is November the 19th, 2015, and it is a Thursday. And also, we just want to say before we get going on the show, just want to say continue to support Black Talk Radio Network and all the programming that's here at the network. So important that we do, and you know the reasons why, because of the current propaganda that's being spewed and the current climate that is being pressurized throughout the world, particularly that adversely affect our people and our community and our families, is being ranched up, and we must know some of the fundamental truths so that we can collaborate together and decide what our overall direction shall be and where we shall place our energy, and not to be displaced of energy. So continue to support Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs that is brought here. Tell your friends, your family, and anyone that you know that this radio network would benefit, and that would be pretty much everyone, to tune in, because you're not going to get the mainstream propaganda. You're going to get some of the truths that are really important to us and some of the investigative process that is definitely important to us. So continue to support Black Talk Radio Network, because we need this network and we need to expand the network, and the network really needs to grow. There's also other networks that need to get into the fight, and they will only get into the fight if they see that this is something that will be supported by the people. And I know that everyone, so many people here that listen to Black Talk Radio Network have benefited from the overall programming that is here. So sow the seeds. Don't just be don't just eat the fruit. Make sure that you feed the roots. So make a monetary donation, and also keep the network going by telling people about it and also being a part of it in all that the network is doing. So, so important. Also, go to Tando Radio Show Facebook page and check out Tando Radio Show, THANDO Radio Show, and check out some of the articles we have posted there. And would appreciate if you would give us a like while you stop by there. And if you have some articles that you think are relative to what this program is all about, this program is about geopolitical events, preparation for man-made and natural events that are happening. And this is also a precious metals based radio station, radio show. So want to introduce our community to those things and why those things are so important, because a land without assets has a foreigner as the controller. The people, when the people don't control the assets, they are controlled by foreign interests and foreign language. And this is what has to really, really change within our nation, our families, and our community. So check out what we have posted there. Now, today's show is going to be a very special one. We have coming on a very special guest. Her name is JW, and JW is embedded within the financial communities at some of the highest levels. And she is very aware as to what is going on. She's going to come on to the show today and let us know, our radio listeners, with what is going on in the financial realm. So, so important. Until JW gets here, let's go over some of our guest gets here. Let's go over some of the things that are posted inside of Tando since our last show. Very, very important thing. So let's go. First one, and this comes from to the deathmedia.com. Putin calls for the end of dollar use in oil sales and expanding it into international payments. Now, this is a relatively old one, but why is this so relevant? Because you're going to see a movement, a real concerted effort by the rest of the world to start to align with these policies. So check out this article. Very, very important. It was done around the end of October, which really wasn't that long ago, but it seems like it was a while ago. But it was telling in as far as what you're going to start to see. And I really believe that these are nothing more than strategical moves that are being made, and they're going to be popularized, and they're going to be actually fully energized by other trade agreements in other countries deciding in their best interest that they need to align in a different financial and economic paradigm, one in which their countries will gain from their goods and their energy and their services and their manufacturing instead of having a middleman. But believe me, in my opinion, this is all against the global people of the world. So where we have the fraternities that are coming together. So check out that article that's there. Very, very important one. It's a second time I posted that one, but it's just really key as to what's going on. And I want to say this, some of the things that you're going to see Russia play a very strategical role in starting to release information at the appropriate time to gain even more momentum and to gain even more time and space of the overall global geopolitical and financial and military role. They are going to be extremely strategical in their different announcements and their steps that they're going to make. Very, very important that we understand this. So check that out. Next, this one comes from Sputnik News. China vows to punish ISIL terrorists for killing Chinese hostage. Well, now China's going to involve themselves in it. So now pretty much heard that Germany is going to put troops in. And with that being said, it's pretty much everyone. All of the world's developed militaries have now have obligations or commitments within Syria or in the region of Syria and with the so-called manufactured enemy known as ISIS. And when all of these military assets and operations get in these such a small places, they're bound to actually engage each other. So what we can start to see is that the whole stage for everything being put into place, the assets are being in place. They're all saying that they're there for one reason, and that is they're using that to their advantage to get there without the public outcry. And so this is just going to continue to unfold. So check that one out. Next, this one came from BuzzFeed.com. Senator Lindsey Graham on Putin. This is an audio, and I would say this is a must listen to. Lindsey Graham was basically said it's time to start to shoot down Russian planes because Russia is engaging people that they have trained in Syria. And it was, I couldn't believe what I was hearing. And this is telling everything. They're telling you that they've trained the people that's in Syria to destabilize and to overthrow that government. And who are the people that was done by? Man, this is really, really crazy. But you have to hear it for yourself. I don't want to spoil it. Check out this. This is a must listen to. And it's, you know, like I said, it's never, you know, there's no reason to be scared. Never scared, always prepared. But they're letting you know where things are going to go. Since this individual, along with others, believe this type of propaganda and this mistruth, and not only they're telling you the truth as far as what they've engaged in, but it's disingenuous because this is nothing more than the state of the U.S., as we already know, has always been a part of terrorism and all of these false flags, and they're saying that, yep, we put them in place and we support them, and this is what they're doing, and it's at our discretion and at our support that they're doing this. And now it's time for us to defend them by, even if it means to shoot down Russian planes, and it's just a matter of time for this confrontation is full blown and admitted and playing itself out. So you need to be prepared for that. And hold on, make sure our guests. Okay, now next one that is posted there from this is from the Blaze. Texas Congressman introduced resolution to invoke NATO Article 5. Very important article that you should read, and you should know what Article 5 is, Article 4, 5, and 6. What that means. All it means is that what you're seeing is the advent of this whole perpetual war scene. It has nothing to do with what they've told you. And this has everything to do with the global war that they are wanting to engage in. And this is something that's starting to really take form and shape. So check that article out. Next, the article of the day. This comes from the Poach Times. Why gardening is good for your mind as well as your body. And I would say not only is it good for your mind and your body, but it's good for your dinner table, your wallet, and it's a essential skill that will be needed in the future. It's a critical skill that you need to know how to do in the future. So check out this article. It's a great, great article that's there. And share this one with many of people because this is something that we have to engage in and is something that is going to be so influential in the future. And you want to be an expert now while the sun is still shining before the storm clouds overtake us all. So check out that article, really good one. Another really good article, and this one comes from Business Insider, and it has everything to do about the antibiotic apocalypse that's falling on because of all of the antibiotic pharmaceuticals that's being pushed in within the healthcare system. But not only that, they do it also with antibacterial soaps and everything else. And a lot of people don't even realize by using that stuff, you are making yourself more susceptible to a super bug where no antibiotic will really work for you, because by using an antibacterial soap, it sounds good, but it's the worst thing for your immune system. Because now what you do is you actually handicap your immune system not to be able to fight off things naturally. What you should always do is you want to strengthen your immune system and let it, and because of its strength, it will be able to fight off pretty much any and everything. By using antibacterial soaps, you're actually causing yourself more harm than good. There are ways to disinfect and clean your hands and the things that you need to clean and disinfect in a very natural way. Colloidal silver is one. There's a bunch of different ways that you can use to do that, because that kills all forms of bacteria, viruses, and everything else. You should use the natural things instead of the pharmaceutical things, because what they're going to do is they're going to, by a synthetic means, change your natural body. And this is why so many people get sick every year at the exact same time for the same reason. So get off of those antibacterial soaps. Get into use natural herbs that the great creator God Almighty has placed here for us that have antibacterial properties. There's so many of them. They work so well, and they work with your natural body. Use those instead of the synthetic attributes and the synthetic overdose that the pharmaceutical companies are waging in the war that they're waging against the people. So that's a great article you need to check out there. Next one comes from Newsweek.com. Here's how much groundwater we actually have left. Very important article. And also to know that Halliburton has probably destroyed much of the groundwater in their advent of, you know, in their business advents that they've been engaging, and it's something that you need to know. The groundwater has definitely been compromised, and they're one of the companies that have done it. So real good article that's there. See if our guest is there. I think so. Okay, 1 second. Let me hurry up and finish this, and then we'll get to our guest. Then another story from the Independence in the UK. 13 signs that you're under, that you're underpaid. Ha! Just put that one in. Check that one out. Also, another good article that comes from, can't see who this is from, Nautilus US. This has to do with science saying that this is why it's so hard to recognize a black hole. This is a real good article. Check it out. And the commentary on it is real cool too. Also posted from Off the Grid News, the Supreme Court case, a Supreme Court case. This Supreme Court case soon may remove your right to hire an attorney. Really, really important. This is the second posting of this one. Has everything to do with Lewis versus the United States. Very, very important. It's basically a lady was accused of committing a crime and her assets were seized through asset forfeiture, and they took not only the things that they accused her of being involved in a crime, but they also took things that they knew had nothing to do with the crime. This makes it almost impossible for her to defend herself with the hiring of an attorney that she wants. And not only that, this is making her guilty, subject to punishment before trial. And it's just another totalitative method that the U.S. government is waging against the general public by seizing assets, because these people are broke and they feel that they want to give the perception that they're broke, but what they want to do is continue to steal from the general public. And this is going to be a precedent setting case you need to know about. Has great ramifications in so many ways. This is a violation of the Sixth Amendment. Forget all of those. It's a violation of everything. So check that out. Another good thing, my man Amir Foster sent me a videotape from Robert F. Kennedy Jr. exposing and targeting black boys with autism. And this is the thing with this. You got to be careful when they have these celebrity figures, political figures of all forms coming on talking about some things that we do need to have our attention to greatly. One of the things that I don't like about this is that in this video, Kennedy is talking about that, you know, he doesn't mind vaccinations as long as they're, you know, done in the proper way and they're free of mercury. Well, listen, if you can't trust, they have historical precedence to always have a malevolent agenda against people. So vaccinations is not something that we need at all. And it's definitely none of their vaccinations, because believe me, there is a movement to totally change your DNA, your RNA, and your overall physical existence that you know at this present form. So what I think this is nothing more than a bait and switch where they want to say, hey, they're going to take the lead. This is what you do in an asymmetrical warfare. You take the lead and tell the people I'm here to defend you, when in actuality, you're just going to get them deeper in debt or deeper into the overall trap that's at hand. There is no vaccinations that the people need. The great creator God Almighty has made for every disease that man has created, God has made a herb to cure it. So that is what we need. We don't need health cares. We need health care. We need health cures. So it's so important that we either dismantle this system. And not only that, those that were instrumental in this whole system need to be brought and prosecuted for their crimes against humanity, because of the millions of young people that are now autistic, and those that have lost their lives and have been harmed, have brought great bodily harm to individuals because of their vaccination. This is what this should be all about. It should be nothing about changing some of the ingredients of this whole thing. This is how they get you. Nope, can't trust them. Next, just going to get to two more. Really good one. House passes Fed oversight bill. That is an oversight for the Federal Reserve. We're going to see how this plays out. I don't think it's going to pass the Senate, but it did pass the House of Representatives today. So then my man Brother Bragg sent us, U.S. Senate passes a bill approving mandatory vaccinations for veterans. Great, great read. Need to know. This is where they start. Once again, they want to change who you are. So those are some of the articles that are posted inside of Tando Radio Show for you to check out, comment on, and share, and just to be made aware of. So With that being said, let me check to see if our guest is here in queue, and then we will get started with today's show with our guest, JW. Let me just check, make sure. One second. JW, are you there?
Yes, I am. I've been listening.
Hey,
I got on about 10 after.
No, you're
how
perfect.
How are you?
I am fantastic. Welcome to Tando Radio Show. It's brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network, and I really want to thank you for taking out from your busy schedule to talk to some of our listeners about some of the things that's going on in the financial market. And I know that, you know, you do a lot of different things, and I really, really do appreciate you taking your time to come on to the show today, JW.
I have no problem coming on, okay?
Yes.
That's one thing about me, although I find time, because I do have a very busy schedule, but I said this is an imperative call for me to be on tonight. So thank you for having me.
Definitely. So I truly, truly appreciate it. Now, JW, if you were just in a very brief manner, just could you just tell us some of your professional experience and just, you know, something about some of the things that you do, just so it can, you know, for, so our listeners can have an idea of just some of the things that you do professionally.
As a professional international investment banker, quantitative easing derivative research analyst.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, let me tell you, you're the first person that has been on Tando Radio Show with those credentials, and it's and I'm glad that you're here, because it speaks volumes as to there are people that really do care about the people and want to get information to them that they can benefit from and protect themselves from. So JW, with the some of the things that we're starting to see with the derivatives, and we're starting to see with the overall economic direction of things that are going, what are some of the things that the everyday person should know that you think is important for them to know, and how should they be responding or protecting themselves or seizing some of the opportunities that are there with the economic climate that we're in right now?
Well, we are in a very nasty economic climate, and we are being manipulated by the mass media. Because it's control, you know,
yeah.
When it comes to the economics, due to the economics, that's what it is. We're looking at another government shutdown. You know, the IRS shuts down on the 21st, and
yeah.
They're not opening until January. And I'm also a tax professional. I forgot to mention that, but I am a tax professional, and I've been a tax professional for over, like, come on, 20 years now. It's like I've been in banking for 21. So, I would tell people they need to make sure that they diversify their assets. That's very imperative, to diversify your assets, because asset protection is very imperative at the moment. It has been imperative. Without having an asset protection, you are not going to be able to go anywhere. If you keep on having things into your personal, you have to be able to diversify your assets and get it out of your personal. Because when we have an economic collapse, everything goes down. The derivatives is already into the SDR, special drawing rights, but the derivative market will continue standing. A bank I previously worked for still do, Barclays Bank, it's just the fine, another $2.9 billion. That's the biggest fine in history for a
right.
bank. Now, then we're about to change the CEO again. Mr. Staley's supposed to take office in December. We don't know what's going on right now. So it's a lot of things that are going on. Remember, all of those are the international banking cabal that controls everything. And we also need to know that, you know, China, the Dragon family owns 4 out of the 5 banks. It's owned by the Dragon family. So how is our economy doing? It can't be doing well if the Dragon family is owning 4 out of the 5 of the American banks. So that's things that people need to take into consideration. That's like, if you don't know, and a lot of people on this call may not even know that information. So, I mean, diversify your assets, but you should have precious metals, because gold, silver, that's where you need to be. If you don't have that, then there's a problem.
Right. So it's you know, JW, it's so many things that are threatening the people, and like you said, because of the mass, the media right now is totally diverting the attention and the propaganda is keeping the people from knowing what's really going on, like the major moves that are happening within the IMF. If you could.
Oh, wow, please. It was just like the sustainable energy event that was supposed to take place in Paris. I was invited, of course. I didn't go after this Paris attack. But a lot of this stuff is going on, is, you know, is bigger than just France being bombed by the ISIS. It, because majority of those ISIS people are the Algerians. And remember what France done to the Algerians. So, in due time, mm-hmm. what they thought was going to happen. So it's bigger than that. And what's going on with the IMF and World Bank meeting? They just had the meeting in Peru last month. And when they had that meeting, who was there? Definitely Iraq was there. Iran was there, as well as the Zimbabwe leaders were there. And Vietnam was there. So that's talking about the basket of currencies. IMF supposed to announce the basket of currency and supposed to announce a world reserve currency for the Chinese yuan. And that was supposed to be done at the end of the month. But a lot of things are being held off. And that's going to be announced to the world. But in reality, they're not going to announce the Orem, because the Orem is the only thing that has the intrinsic value. So that's behind closed doors.
Right. Wow.
It's a lot of secrecy at the IMF and World Bank meeting.
Yes. And for the everyday person, and since they're not into, you know, how important is it, JW, for people to really grasp the financial world and really understand the language and understand the nomenclature of the financial mechanism, you know, by either, you know, finding someone that they can trust within the financial realm? How important is it for everyone not to just, you know, get a portfolio and just pass, you know, just, you know, put money into it from whenever they have cash, disposable cash, or from their retirement or savings? And how important is it for people to be proactive in this whole financial?
It is very imperative to be proactive. I must say this. Get out of consumer debt. And what I mean by consumer debt, for the ones that are on this call, that do say they saving for their retirement in an IRA, and the ones that have these 401ks, get out of the consumer debt, because that's all it is a consumer debt. Diversify that portfolio, switch that into precious metals. I came out of consumer debt. Change over that IRA, that 401k, that 403b, into the precious metals. Because precious metals is not consumer debt. But the IRA, 401k, those are controlled by government. So when there is a economic collapse, what happens? You lose. 2008, I already lost $100,000. I said, oh, that would never happen again.
Right, right. And it's so important that we become proactive and to surround ourselves with people that know. Now, JW, you know, when we talk about for the regular person, the everyday person, everyone, you know, different budget is different. Their disposable income is so different. But just like
right.
you said, one of the most important things for a person to do is first get out of debt and not to extend their debt. And then also transfer some of their savings into real money or things that real
money.
Value.
Thank you. Exactly. Because once you're working, everybody know, oh, well, my job matches this, my job matches that, because that's what we are controlled and told by portfolio managers and, you know, those type of people. Oh, we're here to help you. You're not here to help me, because you had to put money in your pocket, as well as the government controls these programs. See, that's why they are for consumer debt. IRAs. IRAs, 401ks, 403Bs.
One sec, Jada. The music is playing. That means we got to get ready to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network, and we have our very special guest, JW. If you have any questions or comments, you'd like to get in on the conversation, this is the person that you really, really want to take advantage and talk to and ask some questions. Give us a call at 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#, and hit *61, and I will see you in queue, and I will definitely bring you up. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. We're about to go to a commercial break. We'll be right back. Hold on 1 second, JW.
This is Brother Elliot, host of Time for an Awakening, and you're listening to Black Talk Radio Network, new media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and we're talking, and we have our special guest on today, J.W., and if you'd like to get in on the conversation, if you have a question or comment for J.W., definitely give us a call, and believe me, this is the person that you want to talk to about the financial matters. Give us a call at 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. And just hit *61, and I will see you in queue, and it will bring you up as soon as I see you. So, JW, you were laying out the importance of, how you have to take control of your overall, your debt situation and take control of your own portfolio. A lot of people don't realize that if, you know, one of the things with some of the FAs, you know, there are some great FAs, but, you know, with FAs, you have to know what you're really getting, you know, right. JW, right? Because they actually have to answer to someone else's portfolio, and that's the bigger portfolio than the ones that they're bringing to
exactly.
the table.
Exactly. They live off of commission and bonuses, and they tell you they're doing a nice family planning for you, for portfolio planning, and we're going to make you rich. But when it gets an economic collapse, you lose.
So true. And, you know, this economic collapse, this is something that has been, it's a slow train moving, because there's a lot of parts that's involved to the whole economical collapse.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes,
and so,
everything.
So how would you categorize it, JW, as far as where we are right now and where do you think, you know, things are going? Of course, we don't all know exactly when it's going to happen and everything else, but you have a great idea of some of the triggers that are going to continue to happen and what that means for the common person on the street. And so as this train continues to move down the track towards the collapse, what are some of the things that you worry about for the everyday person when you see them on the streets and you see them out, you know, wherever you're traveling around? And I know that you have a compassion that these people really don't know what's really coming, the storm that's coming.
I feel sorry for them. I mean, it's sad because they're not aware of what's going to happen. And look who, you know, our administration that's running the country is all about, government control and government dependable. There's more people on food stamps and different welfare programs now in history of any president. So it's very disgusting out here because you're not having no financial independence. But now this administration is for us to be government dependable. So that way you have to depend on government, and government will continue to control you. Just like when Obama mentioned 2 years ago, oh, we're going to do away with the regular IRA, and it's going to be my IRA. And
right.
when he mentioned that, thank you, my IRA. My means government IRA. So it's no difference. It's just, oh, well, we're going to see where somebody that makes $15,000, they could be included. A person that makes $15,000 is not on the same page of a person that's bringing home six figures of $115,000 or $160,000. You can't compare the two. So for him to say my IRA and it's going to be great tax benefits, that was BS. But you know, some people, oh yeah, that's good. He's doing it for us. He's not doing anything for us. And for him to just be a puppet up there is disgusting, because everybody is trusting in him and believing him and saying everything he's doing. And he always say he's not going to do this, but he does this. He's, you know, so he flip flops so much. But like I said, that's who they have here. And one thing I would say, for the, you know, tax season is coming up, definitely the Affordable Care Act is criminal. That's what it is. He criminalized the Affordable Care Act. He criminalized the Affordable Care Act by where you be penalized if you don't have health care. So now if you don't have health care, you be penalized, you get fined, and if you can't pay your fine, what happens? You go to jail. So that's what makes it a criminal. Now, if you could pay your fine or you penalize and you get a levy, that makes it a civil. So you have to know the Civil Asset Reform Forfeiture Act, CAFRA. If you don't know CAFRA, because a civil asset, an asset cannot go and represent themselves in front of a judge because it's an asset. But a person can go and represent themselves in front of a judge. So why would he criminalize the health care system? Well, nobody see that. There was 13,000 of ambiguous pages of the entire Affordable Care Act. I read every single page. I didn't care if it took a whole year. I know every single page. Because wow. I took out my time and said, I need to read this and really see what this is about. And they trying to repeal it. So that's very important to know as well, because health care is nothing but death care, you ask me.
Right.
You know, and that's why me, as a female, like my family suffers with uterine fibroid, adenomyosis and things like that, and diabetes. I don't have any of the diabetes, but I have the female with the fibroid and adenomyosis, but I don't go to no doctor and take any medicine or go use no health care from this government because it doesn't make sense. Hey, before you know it, I'll be dead somewhere. So I do everything through the herbs and all natural that's coming from God himself. He give you the natural herbs. He give you the essential oil. So I tell people to watch what, you know, it's very imperative because the financial system is horrible. So
wow.
It's health first if you want to create wealth. Because if you can't take care of your health, you're not going to be able to create any wealth.
So true. And I hope our listeners, let me give you just a little insider about JW. JW will give you hints and say things that you really need to really listen to. And then she will give you, you know, more things. And there's a lot of things that the key words that she said as a hint for you to pick up. And, you know, I'm glad that you talked about the Affordable Care Act, the Obamacare and everything else, because and one of the things that you said is so important to get out of debt because I'm going to say this. JW didn't say this. You know, what I'm seeing and I'm understanding is that this is, like you said, they criminalized it. How did they criminalize this? They criminalized this through debt also because they plan on bringing back debt prisons. In debt prisons, how many people go bankrupt, JW, because of medical bills and they've been overextended because of their physical health that caused them to use up their savings and everything else. And these people and these pharmaceuticals and these corporations, they know that. So they know that there is a tripwire and a bear trap for everyone through the health system because that's how you can keep people really in debt. And this is I believe this is one of the reasons why you were saying it's so important for us to get out of debt because our health.
Get out of that consumer debt. Healthcare is a consumer debt. IRAs, 401ks, 403bs, anything that's done through government is consumer debt. We're not even speaking on credit cards because that's not really the consumer debt.
I love JW. Hey, if you have a question or comment for JW, definitely give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound and hit *61 if you have a question or a question or comment. And we have a caller that's in queue right now. JW, would you like to take that call real quick?
I'll take any call for anyone calling for me, yes.
Yes, okay, great. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. If you could just state your name, if you would like, and where you're from. And what's your question or comment for JW? Oh, Uh-oh, I think that person made a mistake. They may not
have. Dave, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Yeah, hey.
Oh, okay, this is Taylor. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I wasn't sure if I was on. I just wanted to say hello to you and JW. I just got in. I'm running kind of late, but I was able to get on. I do have a couple of questions I want to ask. Not right now. Just give me a few minutes where I'll let somebody else come in.
Okay,
and,
great.
And I'll come back later. Thank you.
Okay,
all
great.
Right. Thank you, Taylor.
Great, great. Thank you, Taylor. Hold on one sec. Well, whenever you're ready, just say something and I'll let you know. Okay, we have another caller that's in queue. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. What is your question or comment for JW?
Hi, yes. My name is Michael Freeman, and I wanted to know, like, what platform do you think would be the best to start getting into the Forex trading market?
Forex trading?
Yes, ma'am.
You can get it. It's easy. You could get a free account with Forex if you're looking to start trading. Have you ever trade Forex?
No, ma'am.
Okay, so go on Forex.com and go get a practice account for free. Start that way. Then you see if you really like it. That's the easiest way to go about it.
Okay, is that the platform you would recommend to most people, or is it just a good starting point?
That's a starting point, and that is the most and the only platform I recommend to anyone that's trying to get into Forex market.
Okay, thank you, ma'am.
Hey, hold on,
trade.
Michael.
Yes, yes.
I have a couple of questions for you. And I hope you picked up that there were some things that JW was emphasizing. She asked you a question: have you ever traded in the Forex market before? Let me tell you why she and I'm not speaking for her, okay? And I'm not trying to speak for her, but
okay.
And it's a concern of mine. If you're not familiar with the Forex market and the speed in which the Forex market moves at and the fundamentals that you need to know in order to trade currency, you could lose your shirt.
Exactly.
You could lose your shirt quickly. And you have, and there's a reason why JW said that platform and that platform only, because there are other platforms that their requirements are very stringent. And not only that, some platforms are not stable at all. Back in earlier this year, when the Swiss franc decoupled from the euro, people were wiped out overnight.
Mm-hmm.
And this happens within an eye blink, okay? Because this, once it goes down or goes up, whatever way that you're, if you don't have a stop loss then, if you didn't put a stop, you never trade without a stop loss. But still, even there, the very platform that you are using has to be able to endure the fluctuations of the market itself. So I would say, if you are going to get into the Forex market, this is something that you need to be trained on and have some real experience with it, because once you go live, it's
real. Don't go live until you get practice. That's why they give you free practice account.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
So, okay, Michael, great. Any other questions or comment?
No, sir. Thank you.
Okay, best of luck to you, Michael.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, JW, it's you know, the Forex market is one of the markets that you need to have some real expertise in it, because there's so much that's involved with that Forex market. Speaking of the Forex, for a second, I have a question for you, JW, about for our listeners about some of the movements within the currency realm, because we know that now that the reserve currency status is moving around, and it's going to be a basket of currencies that will,
right,
will make up the reserve currency. What is it that our listeners should know about the currency market and the reserve currency status and where things are going in that realm?
Well, I would say that if everyone is going to continue listening to the media, then you will hear the new world reserve currency is the Chinese yuan. They supposed to announce that by November 30th. That's the end of this month. Okay? You're not going to hear the Orem, because that's not to be announced to the world. That's to stay in secrecy. And we know Orem is the intrinsic value, because the Orem holds gold and the silver. and that is the only true currency. That's not currency. The paper is currency, the fiat currency, worthless currency anyway.
Right.
The precious metals is the silver, the gold, and that's why the aurum is always going to be a world reserve currency, because it's a tangible currency at that. But what we going to hear, you're going to hear Iraq and all, you're going to hear Iran negotiations, you're going to hear the inside the basket of currencies, Zimbabwe, Vietnamese dong. So there's different currencies that will be part of that basket. And so you will hear it. It's just like if whenever they decide to announce the global currency reset, you should hear it. But they said they're trying to hold off on it. IMF meetings with World Bank meeting, been trying to hold off on a GCR, because they were supposed to have a GCR since October 20th. It did not happen.
Right.
So they are trying to hold off until the election time. So I don't think they're going to be able to hold off that long, but they put the GCR on hold. So we do have some time left to get ourselves together.
And that's so important. Now, JW, when you say for our listeners, the GCR, what is that exactly? I mean,
Global currency reset.
Right, the global currency reset. And that's very important because there's acronyms for everything, and these things are very, very important. We have another caller in queue, JW, so let's take that caller. Then I want to come back to what the actual global currency reset is for some of our listeners that may not be familiar with it at all. So you ready to take another call?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. Welcome, caller, to Tandor Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment for JW?
Welcome, Brother Davis, and Brother Davis, man, and welcome to your guest.
Welcome, Brother Davis. Welcome, Brother Davis. Good to hear you, Brother. Go ahead.
This is a very exciting call, because actually this is information that is literally available to use immediately. So my first question is, and I know it might sound like I'm pushing myself, but first question is, I just made a major purchase of property that cleared, and I'm not quite sure the finalization date on that. It will probably be sometime between now and maybe the 10th or 11th of next month, one. And two, money that we have in the bank right now, most of mine I've moved out. It seems like that's the hardest thing to do, is get people to understand to make this decision to move your money out of banks. Is there a timeline on that, and do you think that may be exposed sooner or later? Because literally, the more money in the bank, the more they have a right to leverage. So I'll go back into the room and I'll listen to your answer. Thank you very much.
Great question.
Yes, great. That's a great question, listener. I would definitely say this. You said you purchased a property. Did you purchase that property free and clear? Because you should know. I hope nobody is out here obtaining mortgages, because there's mortgage-backed securities at $40 billion a month. And when we have this economic collapse, there are executive orders already signed. So when somebody also have they HUD one, for the ones that are going out here and accommodating these mortgages, I feel sorry for them. Because when the banks say, I want my money, and you hold it a mortgage, all of that 30-year fixed rate, that does not stand anymore. Because we under a whole different ball game when we have this economic collapse. So, I mean, for the ones, if you talk about you purchase a property free and clear, that's different. The banks can't say, I want money, because your property is paid for. Now, when you're speaking on what is your time frame, you should have money in a bank. I wouldn't have my money in the bank. You keep certain money in the banks to pay certain bills. That's why, I have the 770 account, and not just a regular life insurance account, but a 770 account is a life insurance account, but it's used for the expenses while you are alive. And you can have multiple and different ones, but I'll talk about the 770 on another call, because that's very detailed to go over. But I definitely will say to that caller, the sooner is the better to get your money out, especially if you're not speaking that you have CDARS, Certificate of Privacy, Account Registry Services, anybody that would have $250,000 or more and their account is protected, then you do not have an account because the FDIC insurance is bogus. So you, if you don't have a TAG, transaction account guarantee, that was done away when Obama came into the office back in 2013 and he stopped the TAG account because Bush came out with the TAG transaction account guarantee for, because he said everybody is not the same. Some people may have 10,000, some people may have a million. So I want every bank to be able to make sure if something happened that these people would have their money 100%, whatever belongs to them. That was under Bush administration, but when Obama came, he changed it. So he didn't care if anyone would have 10,000 or somebody had $1 million. Let's do away with the TAG account. So your money is not safe in these banks anyway.
And then he, wow, great, great. And this is why it's so important. And I want to thank the caller for calling. Brother Davis, did you have any other questions or comments?
No, but Sister Davis has a question.
Oh, Sister Davis. Yeah, go ahead. I was anticipating. Yes. Where's Sister Davis at? Go ahead, Sister Davis.
Okay. Yes, and greetings and peace and blessings to your caller, well, to your guest. My question is, I know you spoke of health care, and of course, you know, they don't practice, as Dave always says, they don't practice health cures, they do health care. But with health care, now Obama has it so that you get penalized if you don't take a health insurance, you know, and hospitalization and everything. How do you get around that? Is there a way to get around that at all?
Absolutely. You can have private, absolutely. You can have private health insurance. You can have an international health insurance. Like I have a health insurance, even my job, I'm covered. So that doesn't apply to me, but as a freelancer, as the international investment banker I am, and I travel overseas a lot, I have a private health insurance as well. So I don't have to follow the Affordable Care Act. You will be penalized if you consider yourself as, you know, a regular person, you filing your regular taxes in 40s and stuff like that. Yes, you could be penalized because he made, like I said, he criminalized the healthcare system. Nobody in history ever criminalized the healthcare system where it's tied to your tax return under a 1040 IRS form.
Wow. Yeah.
If you don't have healthcare, you could be penalized anywhere from 1% to 2%.
Right.
That took effect since last year.
Right, and what they usually have to pick from, I mean, you know, for one thing, I want a chiropractor, and they don't pay for that. You know, of course, it doesn't pay for any type of holistic care at all, but, yeah.
No, it's the worst health care in history.
Right, so you have to have it, but I'm not going
to
really.
You don't have to have it, because you can go to private, Blue Cross, Blue Shell. You can go to private and don't have to take the Affordable Care Act. They tell you must have it. But if you have a health care and it's not Affordable Care Act, they honor that. Because I had a client that was like, I would not get the Affordable Care Act. They raise up premiums. Then me and my wife would have to get a divorce because it is disgusting. It break up families and everything because you got to fall in a certain range. And I have clients, tax clients, and they went to Blue Cross, Blue Shell on a private. And they said it was way cheaper than the Affordable Care Act. What, during the election time, Obama and I would not announce that the premiums would go up or down. Because when it was time for the election last year, they knew the premiums were going up. That's the reason they stay quiet. The minute they had the election, the premiums went up. My godbrother had Affordable Care Act. And he was paying $93 a month because it wasn't so much. It's only him. By the time the election was over, it went up to $113.
Right. Now, and I do understand that there's the Affordable Care Act and then there is private insurance, but the private insurance has went up tremendously also to either keep up with it. Or maybe they see, oh, this is their time that they can interject higher premium. And what a lot of people don't understand, you know, a lot of times you see that stuff come across your desk at work or you get information in your email. What happens is that the deductibles are so high because you pay for it monthly, and you know, you pay your monthly premium, and then you still have to pay for when you go to the doctors. You might
your
get a copay, but
right.
You know, sometimes you don't. Sometimes for a specialist, the copay can be, you know, $80 to $100 for a specialist.
Right.
But then you have to be careful of the deductible. Most of these plans, the deductible is $10,000, $5,000 to $10,000, meaning they're not going to pay anything until you make that deductible. But a lot of people, I understand it, but a lot of people just really, that goes over their head until they're in a crisis situation and they're right back at square one with no money. Now, basically, the hospitals will take a payment plan, but like you said, with debtor's prison, if, you know, you have a serious illness, they, you know, they will pick up after the first $10,000. But the first $10,000 is yours to make payments with. Plus, what makes it even worse, most of these plans are 80-20, where they pay 80, you pay 20.
And you pay 20%. Yep.
Right. And that 20% can be thousands of dollars or hundreds of thousands of dollars, depending on your illness. And a lot
right.
of people,
depending on the illness.
Really, right. And then they're right back in that debtor's prison. So on the other hand, especially with this show and shows that are like this, we try to call preventative holistic measures. You know, like earlier in the show, he mentioned about not getting sick and not using antibacterials because that brings your immune system down. So if
that's
you keep
true.
Your immune system up, you know, I mean, so that's what we do try to encourage people to holistically keep their bodies as healthy as possible. And but on the long hand, even with the affordable care, it's like, which of the two evils do you want to take? And the average person that's working and is not on Medicaid or Medicare, boy, they're, you know, the average American, it's, which of the two evils do you want to take?
They're going to take the Affordable Care Act, the government dependable. Because that's what's showing in the media. That's the math manipulation and deception for the people.
Right. And, you know, I want to just say one thing. You know, it's really one of the things that a lot of people don't know that they can do. Okay. One of the things is that you do want to have private insurance. But let's say you do get ill. One of the things that you want to do is that you want to negotiate with the hospital yourself. Do not allow the adjusters and the insurance agencies to do it. You want to take control of that bill yourself. And this is what you do. Let's say they give you a bill for $20,000. You can knock off probably $15,000 of it if you negotiate it for it yourself. What do I mean by that? You find out, let's say they gave you this prescription drug or they gave you this gurney or this bed and everything else, and they have a charge for everything. You get the itemization of everything that they charge you. And what you do is you go back to that to the actual bill collector at the hospital, and you say, all right, for this bed, you charge me $2,000. I'll pay you $150 on it. And you do that with everything on that bill. Because what you want to do is you want to negotiate your bill, because they will negotiate with you on those things because they want to get paid themselves. And they overinflate those bills. And this is one of the things that we need to know as people dealing with these corporations and dealing with these situations. You want to be your own negotiator. It's just like negotiating some debt settlement in some cases. But the hospitals will negotiate with you. Because that's what the insurance adjusters are doing. They're negotiating to pay less and to jack up your premiums even more.
Hey, Dave, can I ask one question?
So you're sure, sure. Go ahead, bud.
We can actually itemize and negotiate head-to-head without a third party and then bring them
yes.
in after we take our deal?
Yes. For a hospital, say anything that a hospital would charge you for is a bill. That bill is to you. They you know, they want to know if you have insurance and everything else, because if you don't have insurance, they're scared. You know, they're like, you know, we don't want to, you know, get indebted to the, you know, start a treatment for this person that's going to be hot. But what happens if you do have insurance, what you do is you don't leave that to your insurance company, because then that's going to work against you. You talk to the hospital itself directly. You talk to the doctor directly. You talk to whoever gave you that care. for whatever they gave you for, itemize, have them send you an itemized bill of what it is that they are charging you for, and you negotiate it downward from there. Yes, you can do that. So, so important that we do those things. So, any other questions, Brother and Sister Davis, for JW?
No, we're good. Thank you very much.
Definitely, definitely. Thank you for your call. Great, great calls. And so, oh, wow. Time is flying. Okay, everyone, we're getting ready to go to another commercial break. If you have any questions for JW, definitely give us a call. The number is 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#, then hit *61 if you have a question and comment for JW. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we'll be back more with JW.
The Tando Radio Show is live on Black Talk Radio Network, Monday through Fridays at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Check Black Talk Radio Network on Facebook for updates. Also, don't forget to follow Tando Radio Show on Facebook as well. Have a question or comment for the host? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549032#. That's 549032#. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back to Tando Radio Show on the Black Talk Radio Network.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and today we have our special guest, JW, and as always, JW brings some great, great information. She teaches me so much every time that I have the opportunity to talk to her and to hear from her. And I greatly, greatly appreciate. If you have any questions or comments for JW, definitely give us a call at 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032. So let's, JW, I think Taylor is back. Let me see if she's ready for her question. And we can, Taylor, are you there? Taylor? Okay, Taylor, whenever you're ready, just unmute yourself and hit *61 and let me know that you have a question or comment. So, JW, great, great information, and I'm so glad that, you know, once again, coming on to Tando, because I know our listeners really, really appreciate the great information that you're giving, and it's so true that the overall economic paradigm has totally changed. You know, you were talking about how that the actual medical or the healthcare system has been criminalized. And if you really think about it, they've done that with pretty much everything, from speeding tickets and everything. Else. It's
child
everything.
Support now, everything.
Yeah, and this is only going to continue to grow as the economic collapse continues to unfold. Now, just before the Team Davis had called in with a question, we talked about the global reset. And right. If you could just explain for some of our listeners, I've talked about it before here on Tando, but just in your own words and from your expertise and what you've been exposed to in all of this, what exactly is the global reset and what does it really mean and how is it going to affect the everyday listener that we have
global,
on Tando?
GCR stands for Global Currency Reset. Like how our debt is over $210 trillion, not 19.
Say that again one more time.
Our debt and the U.S. government debt is over $210 trillion, not 19. So we will fold. There's no way we can pay that astronomical debt. Okay? The Obama already signed executive orders to go to the euro. Behind closed doors, nobody announced that to the media. So, therefore, when you're dealing with a global currency reset, that's when the IMF and World Bank comes together and discuss other currencies and who have strong power, their GDP, gross domestic product of other countries, okay? What asset that which other countries have. That's all part of a global currency reset. Now, the U.S. has devalued by 93% since 1913. But you didn't hear that from me. That's when we came out with our central bank called the Federal Reserve Bank, but it was not anything but a Rothschild central bank. So the inflation is ridiculous, and we cannot afford to even be a world reserve currency because our debt is owed to China. China already buy 70% of South of Manhattan back in 2013 for $375 million in U.S. Treasury bonds. Okay? So that's the Dragon family. And that is the financial district is what they buy. If you buy South of Manhattan, everybody knows that's Wall Street, that's John Street, that's William Street, that's right. Water Street.
That's Water Street, right.
And that's Broad Street, where the New York Stock Exchange is. That's One Chase Plaza, where the allegedly Federal Reserve that was holding a gold.
Wow.
So with all that information, that's the reason why they have to have a GCR. So that's when all of nations come together, countries, and discuss, okay, we need to devalue or reinstate basket of currencies. So you have a different basket of currencies that's going to knock the USD, US dollar, off, is going to knock it off. Because if you think, if you now, the Chinese yuan is 6-1 already.
Yep.
And it's already written into the special drawing rights. But they are trying to just hold off on that global currency reset. But that's exactly what a global currency reset is. They all go into secrecy and discuss and behind closed doors at IMF World Bank meeting, and a GCR usually happens like every 10 years and things like that.
And JW, this has been happening for a while, and the U.S. has been delaying it, and it's been mm-hmm. delayed. And why would the U.S. want to delay, and why are some of the delays that's been happening? And it's actually been kind of beneficial to the everyday person to give them time to prepare for this.
Well, the U.S. always going to have delays because they want to remain the world reserve currency, and they want everybody to think everything is okay for the everyday people, like you said, an everyday person that does not have this information because they see what's on media. Oh, Obama has everything under control. So they don't know better. So they don't know what's going on at the IMF. Some of these people don't even know who the IMF is. Everybody know Obama, but do they know Jim Yong Kim at World Bank? Do they know who Ban Ki-moon is? Do they know who Christine Lagarde is?
Right.
But I bet you they know Hillary Clinton and they know who Obama is. And the main imperative factors are Christine Lagarde and as well as Jim Yong Kim and Ban Ki-moon. Those are the main three imperative factors. The United Nations, the World Bank, and
the IMF.
Thank you. If you don't know who they are, you better start to know who they are. Start looking them up.
Right. And
because
you know,
they control what's going on in the world today.
Right. And you know, they put out a lot of information. You know, Christine Lagarde will put out different videos about things that's going on. And this is so key that we learn to listen to their language, because they pretty much tell you everything if you can learn their language. This is why,
right.
You know, when you were speaking, there were some things that I wanted to make sure that our listeners heard from you, because you also speak in different keywords and have different meanings. If you have an idea of what's going on in the world, all of the pieces of the puzzle starts to come together. Now,
right.
JW, for the everyday person, how should they change their spending habits? You know, they think that, you know, the everyday person thinks, oh, I got a paycheck today. I'm going to paycheck tomorrow. My job is secure. I have a real good job. I have a good government job. I have this kind of good job. But what's the reality of everything, and where should everyone be with their spending habits right now, in your opinion, JW?
I always say this. I don't care how much money you make. It's always about saving. And it's always about investing. in the proper asset. You can have, if you live in paycheck to paycheck, you are doing something wrong. If you live in paycheck to paycheck and thinking that your job is matching your 401k, you're definitely doing something wrong. Come out of that consumer debt and get into something that's backed up, that has an intrinsic value, gold, silver, precious metals. That's the way to go.
Wow. And you know, it's so funny, JW. I will drive around and I will go to, and I know some of our listeners that do know what's really going on. They'll drive around and they'll see the, you know, some of the people that are out at the malls or anything else. And, you know, you feel sorry for them, like you said earlier, because these people have no clue that what they're spending right now, and they're actually participating in a consumer-based economy, and they're not saving anything. And that is something that is going to bite them. Now, as you know, JW, from some of the past collapse, because, you know, economic collapse are nothing new, but people that prepared for them during the sunny days, almost overnight or in a progression of time, was able to, you know, become billionaires, millionaires, and billionaires because of the saving sacrifices that they were making today. What's your experience with the collapses? You know, a lot of collapses.
I could give my personal experience from the last collapse of 2008 when Lehman Brothers went down. I was in that. I worked Barclays Bank. I was laid off for 3 months, then they called me back. But I was prepared for that economic collapse because I knew everything that was going on as being a sovereign investor. So it wasn't a shock to me. So when they laid me off, I already had plan B happening, opening up my own tax professional services as well as doing other banking instruments as well with the Wall Street office. So I was prepared for the collapse. Right. Now, when you're talking about can you make lucrative gains off of collapse? Absolutely. I was able to get Citigroup at under a dollar. Because when we had that economic collapse, Citigroup did go up to 90, went down from 97 to 98 cents per share.
Right.
So if anyone saw that there was lucrative gain, and when you have a economic collapse, that's when you buy. You remember, the name of the game is always to buy low, sell high. It's like that in any type of form of game. I don't care if you're talking street or are you talking banking. So for anybody that's even talking in a currency, even Forex, I have plenty of different currencies. I have a variety of currencies. I ran real. I have Brazil. I have what currency I don't have. I've been invested into the currencies, the Zimbabwe, and so many different ones. Also have precious metals, silver and gold. Also have the carrot bars I invested in. So there are so many different things that I invested in. But when you do have this economic collapse, like I said, I have experience. So I know there was people that crazed unemployment. Some people lost their mind. It was just that I happened to have a plan B, but they still contacted me and said, oh, everything is okay. We want you to come back in 3 months. And I said, yes, I come back, but under these conditions. Here's my rules, because I'm building my own business. They said, well, Ms. Wright, we just need you at the meeting every week. Can you? I said, oh, I have no problem being at a meeting once a day. But this is the time I have to get off because I have my own office to run. Because they don't care, because if they lay you off again, then what? You have to build your own brand. So I tell people, you don't need to be in no more shopping. You need to be saving and investing your things and to diversify your assets globally on an international level and come out of the debt here.
Great, great advice. And you know what, JW, it's so, you know, I'm glad you shared that with us, because, you know, there isn't a lot. When you listen to, let's say, for the mainstream media, CNBC and everything else, they tell you, oh, man, the Dow is, you know, going here. Everything is going up. You know, they'll take the Dow 20, Dow 21, Dow 22,000, Dow 25,000. and you will be just as poor as
look
you were unless.
How many times we are away? Yeah, I went down. Six, how many points? 1,600. Wait, did you remember? Anybody remember what happened in September?
Yep, went down 1,000 points.
Thank you. That's showing that we're preparing. Ain't no glitch in the system. We're preparing. Oh, well, Russia, somebody did something. China did something. No. That's preparing for the derail that's going to happen. Because between September 15th and December, you will be hit with an economic collapse. Nobody said it's going to happen September. Nobody said that. They said, get ready for September 15th through the end of December. Because that's when the economic collapse happens. So it's already happening in front of people's eyes, but they just don't see it. Because the media going to tell them, oh, we got these sales, Black Friday, go shopping.
Right.
And everyone is going to go run to the store.
Right. And this is so, so important. Well, Taylor is back. She has a question. Let's go to Taylor, JW, 1 second. Welcome, Taylor, to Tando Radio Show. What is your question or comment for JW?
Hi, Dave. You just about asked everything I wanted to ask. I was going to ask about the GCR. What's going on? I'm tired of waiting, 9 years in the waiting. But I wanted to know what's going on with Iran. I got some emails today from you know who, and it says that some of the other sanctions were dropped. What else? I'm trying to think.
Some sanctions are dropped. Go ahead. But once the banking sanctions are not, Iran is in business right now and making agreements over with Russia for them to do business, and their banking sanctions going to be their banking sanctions over in Russia. Yes, but mm-hmm. when you're dealing with U.S. Treasury banking sanctions, the answer is not yet. So, yes, you have certain economic sanctions removed.
Yes,
yes Obama. Mm-hmm. But what happened mm-hmm. to the banking sanctions?
Thank you.
Because if you don't have a banking sanction removed, you cannot do business in banking. You have Satellite Bank, there's nothing being done.
Mm-hmm.
And you have, what's the other one? Malat, one of them. And there's not anything being done. You could call the U.S. Treasury Department and they would tell you, no, the banking sanctions are not lifted as yet. The economic sanctions, the mm-hmm. technological sanctions was lifted since February 7th, 2014.
And I mean, like, really, what's the point? I mean, they're constantly talking about, you know, certain sanctions being lifted, but not the ones that were, you know, would be conducive for us, so
it's not going to be conducive for us while they're doing these economic sanctions, but you're not doing the banking. Because what's conducive for us is to be able to go in there and exchange mm-hmm. the currency, and you know, for the USD, or exchange it for another currency that's higher than the USD.
Yeah. Do you think that it will be in the first basket?
I'm saying that Iran should be in a first basket.
Okay.
Because I don't see why they're going to mm-hmm. have the economic, they already listed economic sanctions and it's not going to be. And then you have to know their GDP. You also need to know what they produce in the natural gas. They're one of the largest natural gas producers. And that's why they're in debt right now with Russia.
Absolutely.
Just so our
Putin knows what he's doing. Putin is a businessman. That's why he's worth $70 billion.
Right. Yeah. Putin is definitely, and he's an old KGB guy. He's not new on this mm-hmm. on this scene at all. He's been bred and raised in the KGB.
Exactly.
So our listeners know, this is a little more advanced conversation between Taylor and JW, because Taylor is someone that I know who's very, very keen on what's going. So just so you guys know, it's not anything that you're being left out on. It's just that this is kind of inside finance talk that's going on here, and this is so important that you understand this language, you know, because JW, there is definitely a financial language that is in place that the everyday person doesn't know, and because they don't know it, they are at an extreme disadvantage when it comes to financing and controlling their overall economic future, isn't it?
That is true. I totally agree. Because if you're a novice and you don't understand what's going on, how are you going to have a talk with your financial advisor? That financial advisor could control everything that you do because you have no clue what he's talking about or she.
Wow.
Then they try to explain it to you where you can understand, but you still don't know if they're telling you the truth.
Well, Dave, I didn't mean to stir the pot, but I'm mute out. And
No, you're fine.
No.
I love it. It's something that's so good, and I really appreciate it. And thank you, Taylor. We definitely got to talk.
Okay, I'm going to mute out, but you guys go ahead. I'm listening in the background, okay?
Okay, great. So, okay, everyone, if you have a question or comment for JW, definitely now is the time to ask, some of your questions. Give us a call at 641-715-3660 and the participant 9032#, then just hit *61, and that will let me know that you have a question or a comment. JW, I know you heard me say this before, but I just want to really thank you for taking out from your busy schedule to talk to our listeners and just to educate some of the people as to some of the things that are definitely coming. And I want to go back to something that you said in the preparing. When they were talking about be ready by September. See, most of the general public, the people in the general public, when they hear things like that, they don't understand the banking lingo or the language or the signals that's being said there. They're not telling you that something is going to happen right then and there in September,
right.
But they're saying that you need to make all of your provisions and have everything secure by September, so you don't
get
caught by the, because
by the end of December, because you're still waiting and your stuff is not done in September, so you're still lingering. So by the time it really happened, you're not prepared.
Right.
So you always advance yourself. That's the banking terminology. You always advance yourself. So a lot of people don't understand the language.
Right. So that you can untie, because sometimes you have to untie some of your assets, and that is sometimes, depending on what asset it is and how it's formulated, it can take some time to do that. You know, like mm-hmm. when you were saying get out of, the government programs and laid out what all of those government programs were. There's a process, and you have to know how to be able to do that.
There's a process, but not really, because you don't have to pay a penalty if you roll over from your IRA into a precious metals account. What penalty do you pay? It's a rollover.
See, and that's so important that...
That avoids a 10% penalty.
Right.
If you go think, I'm going to go cash out and get some money, then you're going to go file your income taxes, you're going to be taxed at 10% penalty.
Right.
And whatever the state is, I know New York is 8.875, so you're going to be taxed at as well.
Right. And that's why it's so important to align yourself with people that will teach you and understand what's going on, because it's a brutal game when it comes to the financial realm. You're talking about the City of London, you're talking about Wall Street, you're talking about real, real sharks. And, JW, how do these people look at the general public, from the city, the City of London and from Wall Street? How do they view their clients and the everyday person on Main Street?
It's a whole different sector. The Wall Street gurus, they don't pay the regular people any mind. If some of them are clients, yes, we have to pay them mind because, those are clients. But if you're not speaking the language and you don't understand the language, then when you're dealing with Wall Street in London, like Lloyds Bank of London, and getting FKRs and things like that to proof of asset, it's a different board game. People on this court don't even know what an FKR is, Dave.
Right.
A safekeeping receipt. And the U.S. does not even offer that anymore. Our here don't offer it, but you in London and you have an account with Lloyds Bank of London have been out for over like 100 years or plus. Then, you could get an FKR on your assets, on your property. Like people say, they just purchased a home. When your home is free and clear, you got a home for millions of dollars, Yes, you get an SKR because you have your deed and everything with the Lloyd Bank of London. Then you have people that deal with paintings that are worth millions of dollars. You get an SKR on paintings. You have SKRs on currencies, of different currencies, world currencies that holds value as well. So there's many things you get. Oh, your precious metals, your gold, your silver, yep, and things like that. Get an SKR on it. Because now when you have that safekeeping receipt, you'll be able to really deal with the Wall Street big boys and say, well, okay, I have this amount. How about this is an instrument. Now I want to put it into a trade. I'd like to trade onto a platform. How much can I get? What is the LTV that I'm going to get on my SKR? Because that's hard asset.
Right. And that's the leveraging that you need to engage in.
Thank you.
Right. This is the leveraging that you need to engage in. This is so, so important. And you know, with the SKRs, a lot of people may have heard that for the first time here. This is why I wanted to really to have JW on, because this isn't something that you can no longer do in the United States. They closed that window, and there are a lot of windows that are starting to be closed in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be in the global economy in order to properly leverage yourself for some of the things that are happening and what's going to continue to happen. And it's so important that you actually develop relationships with the people that do know, in order so that you can, you know, catch up to what's really going on. Then when this economic collapse happens, you'll be properly leveraged so that you can buy when there's blood on the street.
That's right.
Amazing. So anyway, if you have a question or comment for JW, definitely give us a call at 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#61. If you want to talk to, if you have a question for this very, very powerful and dynamic sister that's here for you. So give us a call if you have a question or comment. A couple of things, JW, that I wanted to ask. You know, you had spoke about deposits, and you know, some of our, you know, I talked about it with our listeners before in breaking down, and when the G20 met in Brisbane and the decision was made that that money was no longer cash, was no longer money, but paper investment, and that was subject to market loss, because the deposits, every time that you go into the bank and you put money into your checking account or your savings account, you are actually not protected by FDIC. You're not a depositor anymore. You're actually
you're an investor. You are insecure, the investor, not even a secure.
Right. And what does that mean when you're a secure investor and an unsecured investor? So, so key, because the people that's in Greece, they now know what being an unsecured investor
is. Exactly. An unsecure investor means you want to take that loss. A secure investor, we go into secure you at whatever the insurance is. But I tell you this, Dave, and all the listeners on the call, FDIC does stand, but the FDIC does not have enough money. So say if a person does have $250,000 in their account, and we do get hit with an economic collapse, the FDIC does not have enough money for the amount of people that have those accounts that are FDIC insured. So that means you would not even get the amount that you're supposed to get. You would get maybe 1% of the amount. But nobody is telling you that. Oh, yeah, you insured the 200, but they don't have enough money to cover the entire insurance for everyone that are FDIC insured.
Right.
The insurance is not enough.
Right, the insurance
is not enough. So if you have $250,000, you may get
$25,000. And not only JW, they don't have to pay you and settle out for over 99 years. It's in their charter and their bylaws that they don't have to pay for 99 years. And you know, they don't have, as JW said, they don't have the cash. If one major bank goes under right here, the FDIC doesn't have the cash to insure those deposits. Dollar for dollar. And why would you put yourself in that position?
That's why you have to come off of the FDIC. That's why I'm so, you know, when they came out with the tag account, you had to match dollar for dollar. that was not under FDIC, and then nobody has a tag account no more because it doesn't exist. Obama did away with the tag account January 2013. Thanks to him.
Okay, everyone, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We have our guest, J.W., on the line, and we're going to go to a commercial break. If you have any questions or comments, definitely now is the time to ask. There is no unimportant. There is no question that's not important, and there is no question that is naive, okay, so or ignorant. So important that you ask the questions that you have, because you may not get the opportunity to ask and know what the answer is. So give us a call at 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#, and hit *61. We're going to go to a commercial break. We'll be right back after this quick break.
You thought about getting into podcasting but don't know where to start. Have something to say to the world but don't know how. The popularity of podcasts and internet radio streaming continues to grow, with millions of people on the planet gaining internet connectivity through a multitude of devices. In the current media age, people can browse internet radio stations or listen to podcasts right from the dashboard of their cars. There are few barriers to anyone who wants to produce internet-based media. To encourage media production for Black people by Black people, if you are an independent Black media producer or want to become one, the nonprofit Black Talk Media Project is offering unlimited and unmetered podcast hosting services below industry pricing. Need more information about the industry and the technology? Find out how to create internet-based radio broadcasts and or podcasts at www.knowledgebase.blacktalkradionetwork.com. Again, that's www.knowledgebase.blacktalkradionetwork.com. You are tuned in to the Tando Radio Show on Black Talk Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is *549032#. *549032#. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back to Dave and the Tando Radio Show.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and we have with us our special guest, J.W., live in on the air with us, and I really do appreciate all of the callers and you. And so we want to get back to the conversation with J.W. J.W., question. With, you know, we talk about the individuals, but there are also business owners that listen to Tando Radio Show and are out there. There are things that they need to do to hedge and protect their assets and their business themselves, because, you know, a lot of people put everything into their business and they don't really think about saving for their business like they have to save for themselves individually. So, you know, because once this economic collapse continues to happen and then the global currency reset happens, there are going to be some very tumultuous times that are financial times that everyone is going to be placed under. And so, you know, for our business people that are in business, they need to really securitize that business itself, because a business is like, once you develop it and once it's formalized, you form it as far as a corporation, LLC, however you do it. It is actually a person that has its own, you know, social security number, you know, or EIN
right.
number.
Right.
So for our business owners, you know, a lot of people always, you know, they miss them and don't talk to them about preparing and hedging and protecting their business. How important is it for them to do that themselves in order to stay in
business? It is very imperative to protect your business, especially for business owners on this call who is building their business. That is your business. You must protect it. Some people on this. I dealt with business owners, and some of them don't even know what a DUNS number is.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, you in business? You don't know what a DUNS number? You don't know what it... I asked them, how you want me to help you? What is your paydex score?
Right.
What?
Right.
Never heard of this. They asked me, is the DUNS number the EIN number? So, a lot of people do not have that financial education.
Oof.
And some of them paid attorneys to set up their corporation. Because in New York, people pay the attorney $3,500 and can't tell me they DUNS number.
Wow.
And it's important. How are you having a business and you don't have a DUNS number? How are you building your credit?
Right. How are you building a paydex score?
Thank you. That paydex score is very important. That's a profile for you. That's a credit profile. Dun & Bradstreet was two Wall Street guys that came together, but more for businesses. Then you have some people that still using a social security number instead of the SCN, secondary credit number. If you want to talk about business, you have to know your business. You don't suppose to attach your social security number to your business anyway. That's the reason why they have the EIN number. That's the reason why they have the DUNS number. Then you can start to diversify your assets with your business. The same way they have programs and accounts for small business, I wouldn't say go to those financial advisors. Half of them is not going to tell you what they can do for you. They're going to tell you what they could do for you, what's going to make the bank kleptocratic, international banking cabal rich, not you. So it's very imperative that you know how to build your business and also know how to deal with your business on an international market, not just the U.S. market. Just because you may have a corporation in the U.S. does not mean you cannot open up an IBC, International Business Corporation, and go somewhere else and expand it. Who's going to have you just thinking rigid to stay in one place and build your business? You don't have that much, you know, hope. But if you're looking on a global level, especially with this economic collapse happening, dealing with the United States, you should be thinking on a global level for your business. Some people can't think on a global level. Oh, word? Oh, I can make $100 million? Huh? How do you do that? So the government is going to give me a tear sheet and I'm going to build my business? Excuse me, if you have been doing construction for XYZ, you've been a contractor for XYZ, you built the Barclays Center, you built the World Trade Center, why you can't go overseas and do the same thing and make way more money? So when I say business, you have to know what type of business you want, as well as know what to do with your business. It's not the same as a personal business. It's totally different because you have to know the business. I don't know what type of corporations you have, but if it's the U.S., it's going to be taxed at 35% capital gain. I know I'm not going to have $1 million to pay anybody $350,000. So who else is saying? And everybody needs to know the IRS is involuntary, so, you know, voluntary to pay taxes, but that's a whole different language.
I'm sorry. For our listeners, and I know our listeners are loving you, JW, because you bring the real, and it's so important that we hear the truth. I'd rather the people be smacked with the truth than kissed with a lie.
And I totally agree. Smacked with the truth than kissed with the lie. The perfect saying. It's the truth.
And I love how, and I hope that, you know, our listeners are hearing a common theme here, that you have to internationalize your business, your opportunities, your financial horizon, you know? And if, you know, you need to actually get into business, you know, with that, you know, JW, explain to them how someone could, you know, establish a international business corporation, you know, just briefly and Because I know this for the first time that...
humanitarian project.
Thank you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What is a humanitarian project? Okay. Anybody that's opening up employment, you have humanitarian projects here. Major construction companies that are ran by mafia. They make all this money because they are humanitarian projects once you employ it, or over hundreds and thousands of people to be a ready-mixed concrete worker. So why we can't do it as a family? We the original people. We create all. But some people don't understand how it's done because a lot of people will not tell them how it's done. That's why I tell people how it's done, because I create many jobs. I do plenty of humanitarian projects.
Yeah.
Real estate could be humanitarian. Health, building certain health homes are humanitarian. You got to find employers, right? So anytime you get ready to build up an economy by putting people to work, that's a humanitarian project. So you're not going to be taxed on a humanitarian project. You can't be taxed 35% capital gain if you put it under humanitarian. So you have to know how to work that business. Some people have a business. They don't even have an executive summary.
Right. Hold on, JW. I just want to – hold on 1 second. You dropped a bunch of gold nuggets all over the floor. I just wanted to bend over and pick them up. I hope everyone just heard what JW said about how it's better to have a humanitarian business and the reasons why. Key things. Those are nuggets that are being dropped for you. And it's so, so important that we understand that there are people that really do care. And like JW, like you said, why can't we internationalize ourselves in Africa and in other places in South America, and then strategically do it by getting the understanding of where that country's GDP, what their assets are, mm-hmm. where they're going to be standing in the global currency reset, because guess mm-hmm. what? You can find out and have a great idea right now, you know, which emerging market economies you should be in, where you should be, and how you should be leveraging yourself. And it's not hard to do, and it's something that is so...
It's research. You could go research right on the internet. Just like a lot of people sleep on Colombia, one of those places, and that's one of the best places to get into an IVC and humanitarian project.
Wow.
Great for bank accounts. A lot of people don't know anything about Colombia.
Great for bank accounts.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And it's also...
They don't share your information. That's why excellent for bank accounts.
Right, and also for some healthcare issues also. Great,
absolutely.
Great for that. You know, man, it's been such a pleasure, JW, having you on. And we definitely would love to, you know, when you have some time to come back on and to now get, you know, a little deeper in different things and to further establish this relationship, forge this relationship with some of our listeners, because I already have a bunch of people texting me and hitting me on our Facebook page about you, and just overall, this is one of the best shows that we've had. We've had Dr. Alexander on, who you're very familiar with, in his efforts. This is the key to us establishing collective prudence. It's so, so important. Now, JW, if people wanted to contact you for business, because I know you have your different businesses, if they want to engage in business with you, is that available to them? And how would they go about doing that if you're taking clients on right now?
That is, I'm always taking clients on. It's just that I may not have the time to get to them right away, but I always have time for clients when I'm not so busy. So, yes, you can always email me. I always give a personal email because I don't put business email for people that's just trying to get to know me. Give them a simple email. They email me and I answer back. If they really about their business, they put in a subject line, looking to do business, looking to become a client, need information, whatever it is. I'm able to answer the questions. I always reply to all listeners, anyone that's trying to get in contact with me, although I'm very busy, that's why I give an email that's connected to my phone, because I always have my phone in hand and I can always answer right back.
Great, great. So if you would like to give that email out, JW?
Yes, I give it out. D as in David, A as in Apple, I as in Igloo, N as in Nancy, T as in Tom, Y as in Yo-Yo, the number 357@gmail.com. Dainty357@gmail.com.
Got it. Dainty357@gmail.com. Listen, I want to just say thank you so much, JW, and I know our listeners have gained so much from this conversation, from you coming on, and they really do appreciate. We definitely have to have you back on Tando Radio Show.
Anytime. Okay. Just you have the email me anytime.
Yes.
I'll let you know if I'm available. I would love to come on and express the knowledge. I'm always about, enlightening others. Not just giving it to them, but they need to be enlightening. They need to wake up. That's why it's always about enlightening.
Yes. It's so important, especially now, because if you look at all of the events that are happening right now, we can't just watch them. You have to be proactive and you have to leverage yourself properly for them, because an investment, one of the things that my father taught me was that a good investment is great, but the timing of the investment is the most important thing. Don't tell me what's a good investment. Tell me when. And right now, you have to invest in yourself, because it's so important.
Invest in yourself. That's it.
JW, thank you so much. And we will definitely hear from, get in contact with you. And we really do appreciate you. And Tando Radio Show is always a home and a friend of yours. If there's anything that we can ever do for you, just reach out to us. And can't wait to hear from you in the future. And take care. Much love. Much respect to you.
Yes. Thank you for having me.
No problem. Have a good evening.
You too. Stay blessed.
Okay, everyone. That was JW. And let me give out her email again if you're interested in contacting her as a client. You can go to dainty357@gmail.com. Very, very important person. If you need to know what's going on within the financial realm, is one of the people that I rely on for different information, because it's always spot on. And I'm gonna tell you, JW was being quite humble about a lot of things. Very, very connected. When I say connected, I mean extremely, extremely connected. So if you are someone that is interested in having someone that will work for you and work with you, will work with you and has your best interest at hand, just let JW know that you heard her on Tando Radio Show. Oh, we have another caller that's in queue. Let's go back to this caller right here. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your question or comment?
Okay, this is Brother Jam. I just want to know...
Brother Jam!
How's it going, man?
Is that grape jam, strawberry jam? What jam is it?
I just calling to get this information, man. I was gonna. I know you're almost out of time, but my question is, how does an employer profit from a 401k? Because this past year, I tried to pull a 401k, and I was like pulling teeth out of a lion's mouth in order to get it. They didn't want to let me have it. It took a whole month to get it. It wasn't just because of stocks or something like that. Because other employers, I know it only takes about a week or two, but my last employer, it took a whole month.
Yeah. And, I'm going to tell you what that is. It's because they want to discourage that from actually happening. They're going to absolutely take their time. And let me tell you something about these 401ks, and it tells you everything. This is the key to what Jambone is saying. One of the things that I want to say. One, if it's difficult for him to do it now when the economic collapse hasn't happened, what makes you think that you're even going to have any legal wherewithal to get anything once the economic collapse happens. You won't have any legal standing, or nor will you have any legal recourse at all. So it's so, so important to strategically place yourself, like JW was saying, get out of those instruments. And this was the thing. This was the key she was telling you. She was saying by September, meaning you better start moving by September, because after September, they're not telling you when a date or anything is going to happen, but things can unfold very quickly. And what do we see now? It's November. Things are unfolding, has changed since September in a very dramatic way. And so this is, you know, that the time that the brother is talking about now, Jambone, this is in good times. And one of the reasons why they do that is that they make it very, very difficult to pay you out. But if you wanted to start a payment program with them or increase your overall contribution or everything else, it's done almost immediately.
Because
one of the things is this. That cash has already been stolen. They have to get it, and they don't want to actually take that cash out and pay you, because it's already being leveraged for their advantage. And now you're taking away some of their leverage. And this is what they don't want to do. So, but Jambo, that's, you know, my overall experience. I'm sorry that JW is not here, but we will have her back on. That'll be a great, great question for you to ask her. Then she can give you a more in-depth answer to that. But I'm going to just say this. This is the gist of it all. That cash has already been stolen. It takes them a while to retrieve stolen property to get it back to you.
Hey, that makes perfect sense.
So that I hope that helps you out, and I'm glad, and this is something that people need to know. There are things that you can do. You need to start to research what are those things and start engaging in those opportunities right now. So, so important. Any other question there, Jambone?
Oh, that was it, man. I know you're about out of time. That's why I just want to hear you get on and answer a quick question and get right off. But I appreciate you there, Brother Ed.
I appreciate you too there, Jambone. Stay, hey, keep posting and keep everybody informed, man. We come pretty far. There's a long way that we got to go.
That's for sure, my good brother. Talk to you later.
Okay, thank you so much, Jam. But yeah, everyone, so that's really, really important. Okay, before we get out of here today, what I want to say is that, hey, if you're interested in becoming a sales rep or the distributor for GNA Securities, please send me an email at wolf6@gmail.com. That's wolf, WOLF, the number 6, PACK, pack, the number 1, @gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sales rep, a distributor, or if you have a professional service, there is a professional service that you can offer to GNA Security. Then let me know, and would love to put you on a call so that you could talk with Dr. Alexander and see if there's some business arrangements that the two parties that you can make with GNA. And also, if you're interested in investing in this international business, and it's an international company that, as you already know, because of its capabilities, is going to be highly, highly desired. You want to get in on the ground floor. This is one way that you hedge and protect yourself. So if you're interested in that, also send me a email for sales reps, for distributors, for professional service individuals and businesses, and also investors. Just send me an email at wolf, WOLF, the number 6, PACK, the number 1, @gmail.com. Also, get Uncle Fats. Let me just say this. There's a seasoning, a all natural seasoning that is so good, and it's called Uncle Fats. And you can actually get it online by emailing at getunclefatsnow@gmail.com. That's getunclefatsnow@gmail.com. This stuff is really, really, really good. I love it. It's a black-owned company using all-natural ingredients.
I saw that commercial the other night, Brother Dave. I saw that commercial on TV.
What commercial?
Uncle Fats, that seasoning that you talking about. They had a commercial that ran here in North Carolina.
They had a commercial?
Yeah.
No, I don't think it's that one, because this company, I don't think they've had commercials yet. But there may be another company called
I'm pretty sure
that,
it's probably saved on the DVR or something. But I know what I saw.
Yeah, check
Dave,
that out, Scotty.
And they said Uncle Fats, and it had that soulful. You could tell black people made that commercial, you know, because they was like making jokes and talking about, you know, seasoning for pie. And then, you know, no, it's not for pie. You know what I'm saying? So they had jokes. Man, this was a black seasoning. That's not a coincidence. You know, it was Uncle Fats, man. And
no,
I was like, where did I hear Uncle Fats before? I'm going to
get you some also.
Yeah, I said, where did I hear Uncle Fats before? Where did I hear that name before? That's that stuff Brother Dave was talking about the other day. So man, they got a commercial, man. You just don't know about it.
Wow. Okay, well, I'm going to send you some, too, and I've been meaning to send you some, Scotty. This is some really, really good stuff. Hey, Scotty, how you doing, bro?
Just busy, ever, researching and reporting and engineering this radio. So, just busy,
right.
And trying to live
voice,
in between all
it's,
that.
It's like always like a little, you know, it's a comfort zone. I'm always happy to hear your voice. But, hey, everyone, just want to let you know, I won't be on tomorrow. But we'll be back on Monday, and I know that we have Dr. Gerald Alexander on next week, and there's a couple of guests, other guests that we're going to be trying to get to bring on. It's a busy week next week. Going to have a great show for you. So I just want to say thank you all for listening. I hope you took some great notes, because I'm going to tell you, JW was dropping some real gold nuggets, and we're going to have her back on. As you can see, she's a very dynamic sister that has been in an institution that has not been very open to people of colors, especially sisters. But this sister has made her way. So just want to thank her for coming on. Thank you, Taylor, for arranging and getting JW on the show. Much love and much respect to you. My prayers and my heart are with you and your family at this very trying and difficult time also. And I want to say, remember, there is no mistake. The great transformation is the most beautiful thing in life. It's never goodbye. It's always I'll see you later. Much love and much respect. And remember, before you ask for a blessing, to be a blessing. We'll talk to you soon, God willing.
It's down rugged road you've come. Though you